You're listening to Wins Above Fantasy, part of the Pitcherless Podcast Network with Van Burnett and Steve Gisuelli.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Wins Above Fantasy, episode 107. Today's Thursday, July 6th. Happy belated Independence Day, everybody. We got a great show, a unique show today because we currently have a draft, live draft we're about to do starting in 35 seconds, Steve. It's Underdog Fantasy Week, doing the seventh inning stretch. A lot of energy here. It looks like we got plenty of listeners in this league. I think I'm in the, is it the seventh slot?
Yeah.
And you're three picks after me. How's it going, man?
Good, good. Battling some adversity. I had a emergency root canal last night, part one, so still playing hurt right now. And also, we have no power, so running on a generator that I had my father-in-law and I scrambled to set up before recording this podcast and drafting. So, you know, don't say, you know, there is an adversity in podcasting, because there is.
Well, hopefully you guys tuned into last week's show where we covered the format. We might have to dance around a little bit because player one is on the clock here. We'll explain and get through the disclaimers and everything about this Underdog Fantasy, but guys, it's our first ever live draft show on Wins Above Fantasy, and AUND Soccer 1 is on the clock. This is Chase, one of the WAF listeners. No surprise, takes Ronald Acuna Jr., who is far and away the one seed here. Looks like, yeah, player number 2 is on the clock. So, Steve, there goes Otani, it looks like. I guess you can't really tell me too much about what you're targeting because I'm going to be on the clock before you. I told last episode, I think Matt Olson is phenomenal in this format, and it looks like the projections have him there too. I might be going Matt Olson when it comes to me here.
If you don't, I would, so.
The pitchers, there's just a much lower, I guess Garrett Cole has some separation.
We talked about intense. How, Juan Soto, Kyle Tucker, 4 and 5 after Tatis 3.
Yeah.
You are on the clock. So 30-second picks here. So we'll, and I guess once we go through the turn here, like once you make your second pick at 18, we'll have a second. So 20-round draft, right? Yep, 20-round draft. Mm-hmm. Best ball, infielders, outfielders, pitchers, and bench. So that's the format there to sort of get into some of the formalities.
Dude, I want Freddie Freeman, dude.
Wow. Wow. I don't hate it.
Yeah. No, you know, it's not Olson, but the projections are a little bit higher. I like that the walks get points as well. I need the homers out of Freddie, though, for that pick to work out. 30 seconds is quick, man.
Mm-hmm. Got to make your choice. J-Ram, I am in the hole. Spencer Strider.
Oh, you're on the clock?
How do I draft here?
You click. I know it's a new interface. Click the player, click the draft button. Pretty self-explanatory stuff, but
I hope I'm able to do this.
Yeah, Strider in this format seems like a bit of a reach. And Stav goes with, Matt Olson. That's a great pick, man.
Thank you.
Pop.
Thank you.
God, I don't think I like my slot. I don't think I like that I panicked either.
Already having buyer's remorse?
Yeah, well, a little bit. You know, he eats up doubles, which is good. But yeah, that's tough. So for the folks who missed last week's episode, this is basically a best ball rest of season. So you draft your team, and it's a bare bones team with 3 pitchers, 3 infielders, 3 outfielders, 10-person bench. Steve, you're back on the clock. Oh, and he goes Vlad. Okay, all right. Well, I can look back at other players who were high value here. I'm on deck. What pick overall is this going to be? 18? Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. You are on the clock.
No, I am. Yeah, I mean, normally I would go Ellie here, but the speed is kind of downplayed a little bit. Quick peek at what the pitchers are doing. Oh, I don't really like it. I'm rewinding the clock down here, cutting it close. Corey Seager, can he get it off in time? Only just. Yes. Okay. Freddie Freeman, Corey Seager. Yeah, so guys, talking format here, a little bit of a roller coaster. We got 3 pitchers, 3 infielders, 3 outfielders, 1 flex, and 10 bench, and then it optimizes the whole way through. But Steve, why don't you if you can hit on some of the unique scoring elements. I don't know if you've got it in front of you, but from our last week, we talked about just kind of the point system. It's a little unique, right? Because the volume is kind of played up for pitchers. Quality starts and wins are both 5 points. And then on the hitting stats, what jumps out at me the most is that the steals are only 4 points, but a homer, when you count the run and the RBI, is actually 14 points. So definitely yep. leans toward boppers.
So I got it up for pitchers. Win is 5 points, strikeout 3, earned run minus 3, quality start 5, and inning pitch 3. So we talked about the volume being important there. As far as hitters, and again, it's 3 pitchers, 3 outfield, 3 infield, 1 flex, 10 bench, and the flex is a hitter. So no, third base, no position eligibility, just outfield, infield, distinguish there. And then the scoring for hitters is singles 3, double is 6, triple is 8, homer 10, walk 3, hit by pitch 3, RBI 2, run 2, stolen base 4. Power is definitely, I think, prioritized and rewarded well here. To kind of circle back, we've been tweeting this out a bunch. There's a few listeners in this league, which is a lot of fun. I know some people didn't work with the timing and everything like that. It was kind of a when draft fills sort of thing. The draft started when it filled. So we picked one that would start relatively quickly. And here we are. We're right in the middle of the draft, which is fun. In the middle of round 3 already. You are 3 picks away.
Yeah, and I love that my brother is the slot right behind me, so we can just snipe each other every draft, which is what we do. We got Mike Gavin on the clock, WAF listener. Let's see what Mike does here. It's hilarious with these being first fill. Mike Gavin is at Michael_Gavin83. Mike, thanks for tuning into the show. He goes Kyle Schwarber, which is a great pick for the power play.
Tucker Goldschmidt Schwarber there, yeah. That's
and I am on deck. Man, is Pete Alonso going to turn it around, though? He's been in such a absolute pit lately.
Surprised he's still on the clock. Oh, there he goes, snipe.
Okay, so why is Devers... What are you talking about with Devers being so low? I hate this 30-second clock. All right, so he's 27th here. I'm trying to look at my power rankings. Is this pitcher moment? No, I can't do it, dude. I got to go Devers. Need a little pop. Okay. It's banked. Man, I'll tell you what. Just having the draft feeling in the middle of the season, by the way.
Yeah, that's what we talked about with...
It's a great... It's the adrenaline it's rush. Great, and yeah. It's also the panic as I grab Devers. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wait, did he get injured like this morning or something? No, he's fully healthy. He's just, needs to pick up the pop just a little bit.
Took a risk with McClanahan, but hopefully get some wins there down the stretch, and that he's just a minimum stint with the back injury.
Yeah, I mean, Devers coming around, though, with the 7 homers in the past month. I like that there, especially after the Seager Freddie. I needed somebody who could really push the envelope. Are you going a pitcher on this?
I did. I went McClanahan.
You went McClanahan. Yeah, that's a good play. I know we liked Fromber last week in this format. Did he go already?
He just went, yes.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know if I'm touching Nola. I know he had the real good start. He's so up and down on this. And you're getting docked for the runs, but the whip you don't get hurt on, so it's kind of an awkward one. You're going to have to remind me to throw an ad break in here too, Steve. That's going to be something we got to deal with on the fly. First draft show.
I'll try to remind you there. You're usually, the one with the smooth transition, so... Mm. Can't make any promises in the heat of a draft.
Yeah, we'll do it in post,
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're on deck, Steve. What are you thinking here?
Not really sure. I think I'm going to lean into the power here with Ozzy Albies. I do have 3 infielders, though, now. There's some outfielders down board that I like, though, so I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah, I'm 3 infield. Okay, so I need to go outfield here. Let me see on the calculator.
This is your brother in front of you, right? The Say Hey Kid 15.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'd be pretty happy with George Springer here. He's pretty high on the on the auction calculator for this format.
Your boy, Blake Snell, your brother.
Oh, Snell goes. Okay. He's having a season, no question. Yeah, this to me, I think, is a no-brainer. I mean, I'm looking at Castellanos, Harris, Reynolds, but again, with the focus on the pop, I think I like Springer on this one. Just 12 homers so far, but I feel like that's got to pick up. He helps quite a bit with the steal.
Yeah, he was running this year. Super, super slow start to the season there, too.
Yeah, Springer. With Vlad on your team, we'll be watching the Blue Jays a little bit more. Yep. Yeah, four homers the last month. It's not great, but he's running a lot this year, though. 13 steals already for Springer.
Which, like, you know, for a guy that has power, you'll take the 4 points there.
Mm-hmm.
Manny Machado at pick 46. Crazy. Crazy how, you know, even in a best ball, not your standard 5x5 format, how much he's fallen this year.
Yeah, but since, I mean, he's on a little mini heater here. 3 for 3 on the fourth. And, yeah, 2 for 5 before that. He's starting to piece it together. It just seems like the Padres, like, it's just such a wait for everybody to click at once, you know?
Yeah, and you don't know if it's going to happen, honestly, at this point, right?
All right, Bobby Witt Jr. goes. Witt's been having a hot month.
I guess he goes a little later because the focus is really a lot on the steals for him. He does have a few homers, though, so kind of surprising there.
All right, it might be time for me to go pitcher next here.
Rodon, some of the other 49. Picks
going off. Yeah, Ketel Marte, Carlos Rodon. He's got. I know he's a Rodon guy, but when's he's lined up to start on Friday? That's a volume. Yep. That's a volume question mark, though. If you're asking.
Yeah,
me.
Yeah. High risk, high reward, though. You know, it could be very well be the best pitcher in the second half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm up in 3 picks here. Byron Buxton goes. Corbin Burns goes. Yeah, let's see what we got here.
Oh, nice. Mike did get in. Yeah, I saw you talk about that on the hoping he is on the clock.
Yeah, yeah.
I was tweeting at us. Shout out to Mike.
I'll tell you what, for the volume, I think I'll be happy with Scherzer here. Coming off back-to-back 9 strikeout outings. Mm-hmm. Wins in 3 of his last 4. If he can stay in one piece. Yeah, you got Cease back there. It's interesting. Man, some of these are gambles. When you get down there midway through the season, like how late is Sandy Alcantara going? Verlander way down there. It's a wild play on like the second half bounces. There goes Altuve. Okay, yeah, I think I'm gambling here on Scherzer. Keeping it going. On cue, Castellanos hits a homer.
Nice. Went with Joe Ryan. McClanahan, yep. Joe Ryan. So a little bit more safer. Yeah. A little bit safer, I guess.
Yeah, Ryan's... He's come back down to earth a little bit.
Was really good last night. Was really good last night, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Against the Royals. Before that. Yeah, the Braves matchup. Mm-hmm. Got blown up, and then 2 before
that.
He
gave up a few more home runs,
yeah. Yeah, bad outing against the Tigers as well. But, yeah, so he's human at least. But, but yeah, what a pick this year.
Oh, I am back on the clock as Tate now joins the drafts.
Nice.
And speaking of Tate, here? A guy who hits a lot of taters in Jorge Soler.
Soler, he goes for the pop. I need infield, man. How many do you have more than one outfield?
So no. I had three infield. That was my first outfield.
Okay. Yeah. I've got to go outfield or pitcher here. Oh, it's looking ugly already on outfield. Is that a trend that we should have known about?
Maybe. I mean, there are some big boppers in the outfield, right? I'm surprised Robert went so late. That's probably a mistake.
Yeah, he went like back at the 2-3 turn here, yeah. So like pick 25. Yeah. Man, yeah. Christian Walker, that's a good pick from Ty, the brother. But I don't need infield.
Yeah, good bloodline there. Yeah, smart.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. So, God Almighty, man, do I just hedge and go with another question mark pitcher? Holy smokes, this is tough.
Currently on the
ready
IL.
After
I drafted an IL pitcher though, so I guess who am I to speak?
Yeah, right after break, it's a volume question mark though. I don't like that pick. I was under the gun. It's 30-second timers nicking me up, man. All right, so at this point, what's your roster, Steve? I'm looking at Scherzer and Kershaw. Would have been great like 5 years ago. Then Freddie Freeman, Corey Seager, Devers. I love the infield.
Yeah.
And then Springer, but man, I need help on outfield quite a bit.
So I'm at McClanahan, Rotten, Joe Ryan as my pitchers. Hopefully McClanahan's back as nothing major.
That's solid.
Then Olson, Vlad, and Ozzy Albies. So loving the pop. I think Vlad is due for a monster second half. And then Soler in the outfield. So.
Okay. Yeah, Soler's going to be easy money there. What's Vlad at now? 13 homers?
12 or 13 homers, yeah. I mean, the StatCaster page, pitcherless player page.
Yeah, the launch angle is up.
The ground balls are fine, yeah, yeah.
Hard hits up, yeah. Yeah. He should be good. Let's see if I can podcast and chew gum at the same time here. I'm coming up on the turn. Yeah, outfield. Good God, man. It is thin. Like, you know I'm an Eloy guy. Eloy's been known to have a hot second half.
He's been very good recently.
Yeah, 6 homers in the last month. I would say that's my target here. Cause in front
I'm not
going
to lie. He was on my watch list. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Yeah, in front of him is, like, Verdugo, Teoscar Hernandez, Ian Happ. What's up with Jazz? And he's outfield eligible.
Oblique, so pretty scary.
And his timing, yeah. Hopes to join by end of July. Yeah, that's a little too risky. It's dark times when Ian Happ is a candidate here, as he's sitting on 7 homers
in
253
in March draft season and in July draft season. It is concerning when you're looking at Ian Happ as like your OF2.
So I think the outfield picture hasn't gotten all that better we were doing this last. God, man, it just keeps getting worse. I'm holding on to dear life that Eloy stays here. I'm 2 picks away. We had Matt Chapman go, Nathan Eovaldi go, JD Martinez went, Yandy Diaz. Interesting, Diaz going in the top 80 in a format that helps power. Oh, yes. Okay, there we go. Eloy is available. That's going to be a quick one for me. Need the help there. Okay, I'm feeling a little better there. The target got back to me. And then 10 bench in this format. Mm-hmm. So pretty deep bench. Probably want to space it out. We'll get into all the disclaimers as well once we get into this, but shout out to Underdog Fantasy. This is the 7th inning stretch that we're doing here, guys, and Stav 8818 is on the clock, and there's the pick, and it's Josh Lowe, Steve.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, a little power speed every combo day. There.
Yeah, that's a good one, though.
Yeah.
So now you're trying to patch up the outfield. Absolutely. Soler and Josh Lowe. All right. Well, you can tell me who your next target is, Steve, because you get to go before me.
I think I'm leaning pitcher here again just to get another, solid innings eater, maybe some win opportunity. I am leaning towards Joe Musgrove.
Oh, come on, Steve. I feel like you can wait a round or two on pitcher, man.
You think?
No, I wanted Musgrove, you can...
Come on, you're going to do me like that?
I got him in the home league.
he's been getting stronger and stronger, right? Last night.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Really, really good.
Yep, I think that's a good one. Gilbert looked good, too. Dude, Paxton is so good, but it's just the health.
Yeah, the
risk,
injury
but...
concern. All right, I am on the clock. And I can draft. There we go.
I'm kind of looking at George Kirby here. I'm surprised he's so
I like
far
it.
Down.
I like he, it. Had I noticed that, I would have definitely considered it.
He goes six or seven like all the time.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I think I'm going. Kirby with this one. Yep, that's a little bit of stability too for my Kershaw Scherzer build.
So who do we officially have in the draft? That's part of the WAF listener.
Yep. So we got AUND Soccer. We got. Say Hey Kid 15. We have Gavin, who is on the clock right now, who we already shouted out. And then, dude, I don't know the username for King Dick 333. This guy was messaging me beforehand just asking for the login address.
Nice.
And I told him it's just first come, first serve on the lobby.
I hope,
so.
I hope he got in.
Yeah, me too. And let's see. I don't think you said Ben was out of town who reached out.
Well, he's based in Israel, so this would be 2 a.m. in the morning for him. So appreciate the enthusiasm there, Ben. Ben Pernick, a pitcher list. Always been interested, you know, when we were throwing around the idea of
The listener league?
Of doing a listener league, he was interested too. So shout out there.
Okay, so at this point, I think all we're missing is flex. Did we nail down if flex is offense only?
I believe flex is offense only.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find that somewhere.
Yeah, the flex is a strange way to put it.
I'm trusting Adam Howe, our podcast manager, on that one.
Okay, so now still looking for Pop. I'm kind of, you know, I feel like Muncy has shown the powers there. It's just been the average that's the issue. But yeah, so
yeah,
is that
really matter? You know, does that matter too much? I feel like he's probably a lot better suited for this format than he is in the league.
Unless there's like an injury.
Walks are 3 points too. You know,
yeah,
he walks a
one
good amount.
Homer though. One homer in the past month, and he's
yes,
got 19,
he back, yeah.
19 on the season. Holy smokes, dude! Yeah, but he did homer on the 4th of July, so maybe we're gonna have a little binge here. Who else we got? Nico Horner, who I've loved this season, but not really suited for the format. Catchers are pretty comical in here as well.
Yeah,
zero catcher tags.
I don't know if the catcher is gone yet, right?
No. Yeah, you got JT Realmuto, who's infielder number 40 on the board. I guess Will Smith, three spots ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's kind of best available here because all the flex and everything is wide open, so. Getting a little ugly. Yeah, Julio Rios, that's a leap of faith right there. Just coming back after being out for a month and a half and three runs and getting nicked up by the Royals.
The Royals.
Charlie Morton, but there's some volume issues. All right, I'm on the clock. I got choices to make here. Don't love a lot of what I'm looking at. Man, I think I'm just going with the pitcher who I believe in. And it's an absolute reach, but I'm going with James Paxton. Like, at this point, it's a health bet. But he has just been nails for the past, like... I mean, a 270 ERA on the season, over strikeout per inning. He's gone... five of his last six starts, so yeah, it's a reach, no question, but I don't know, that I'm just a little nervous about, like, the Charlie Morton, Julio Urias, Hunter Brown out there, kind of interesting. What's his volume been?
I just went with someone who I thought you were gonna go with.
Who'd you take there? Boys. Oh, Justin Steele. Yeah, no, I mean, listen, I like Steele. I'm a fan of him, but I feel like in terms of kind of ace numbers, like he's only had more than six strikeouts once since the middle of May, you know? When Paxton goes, he's been one of the best pitchers in the league. But I like the Steele pick. I like the Steele pick. Eflin is still out there. I feel like we need bats, but it's just a pretty rough format for it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Steve, you are up in two picks, but we are going to take our first ad break, and we'll be right back. All right, so Steve, up in two, you can tell me who you're looking at here if you want.
I'm leaning at another outfielder, and I'm hoping that maybe the Rays will take care of this platoon situation for me, but I want to go with Luke Raley, who quietly has 14 homers, 9 stolen bases, and just absolutely mashes for the Rays.
Yeah, he definitely hits homers. There's no question about that.
Will Smith just went. I'm up, and I got my boy Luke Raley. So my outfield is Soler, Lowe, and Raley. So not the biggest names, but hopefully guys that should hit some home runs.
Yeah.
And chipping some steals there, you know. And quickly, you were on the clock with Barsho and Gilbert going.
Can't keep up with it. All right, so we got flexibility here. We just don't have time. 15 seconds and counting. Yeah, we'll just see if we can catch lightning in a bottle with Jordan Walker.
I like it. I was considering
gonna get some hits. Yeah, I mean, the upside is there, right? This is a grand prize of $30,000. So if he turns into, you know, Willie Mays, then it works out for me. Yeah, so for those of you guys who have not heard us talking about Underdog Fantasy, cool part, like we said, is it's best ball optimizes your lineup, and you have basically no maintenance the whole year. You just kind of see how it's going, and then the payouts, it's just $7 to get into the league, and the grand prize is $30,000. So it does four rounds. It starts with just your 12-team league, and then it kind of expands. You know, it gets a bigger and bigger pool, and thus harder and harder to win. But ultimately, is the final one, I think it's like 134 teams or something.
Yeah, so it gets bigger and bigger each round. Yeah,
yeah, but if you win the overall, you get $30,000. There's a $150,000 prize pool overall, though, so there's multiple ways to get the payout. If you guys use the code PITCHERLIST, all one word, you receive 100% deposit match up to $100. And that is for the seventh inning stretch, it's only $7, which is great. And this tournament that we're talking about, it goes up until the end of All-Star break. So get in the draft. It's basically first come, first serve. Yeah. But get your buddies.
It starts at the All-Star break, to be clear. Like the game, like this league starts once the All-Star break is over.
Right.
You could draft up until then, yeah.
Ellie with a 470-foot homer. Holy smokes.
Oof.
If this wasn't so high octane, mm-hmm. I would be searching that on Twitter right now. All right, I'm up in five picks. What do I need here? I need another bat. Let's see. Does it show the bench? No, I just got pitching right now. Taylor Ward, you cannot be trusted.
Little pitch arms race here. Hunter Brown, Eflin, Arias, Bayo, Sonny Gray, all in six picks.
Mm.
Might have paid to wait on pitching, at least in this league. There's some really good arms late. Woodruff just went. I know it's, you have the three pitching slots, and you need to make sure you get the innings, but there's some quality arms still around here.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Javier, there he goes, 125. Whew.
Wow.
Yeah.
How the mighty have fallen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we still got Correa out there.
You're on the clock.
I am on the clock. Okay. Correa is an option. Boy, Sawinski goes in hot streaks, and this is a best ball format.
Mm-hmm.
little bit of a reach, but I'm actually playing ball with like Sawinski. I think I some like of those it. Weeks was, that are like five homer queue. Weeks. Yep.
He was on my queue.
Now, at pick 127, I don't think I would ever draft him there if it wasn't best ball, because he's a guy who runs very hot and cold. But yeah, he could be a week winner if he has one of his four homer weeks. So bench piece. All right, Steve, you're on the clock. What are we doing here? Ooh, Braxton Garrett. Good pick.
Thank you. Thank you.
If he can keep that up.
And it is best ball, so, you know, you don't have to worry about guys underperforming.
Yeah,
you
know,
you obviously want as many
bombs.
Options, but, you know, cherry bombs are, I think you could bump them up a little bit in all of these leagues.
Got a Christopher Morel floating out there. Stanton's a guy who can hit homers in bunches. You know who's not really tailor-made for this format, but I've been loving Leody Taveras this season, Steve. He's got, pretty much on pace for 2020 year.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that you look back and it's like, wow, look at that line. You know.
Yeah, quietly putting it together.
I did it. Went with the human hot streak himself and Christopher Morel.
Nice. Oh, man.
If I'm gonna win this tournament, you need Morel to go on one of his insane heaters, one of those rounds.
Let's see. I think I'm getting back into the pitcher mix. On the clock. Yeah, Hunter Green out till August. Detmers has been better. I think for the format, I will roll the dice with Reed Detmers and his recent hot streak. At least 8 strikeouts in his last 5 outings.
Yeah,
for
he's
Detmers.
Been great. He's
Another been great. One that it's like carbon copy of last year, where like the first half. I mean, granted, he had the strikeouts in the first half. It was a different kind of mid-season breakout, but if he keeps it up, not really going to get a 2-start week, which is not great for this format. But there goes Stanton. Before him was Real Muto, Cody Bellinger, Austin Hayes. Correa went earlier this round. Let's see what else we got here. It's not a bad user interface either, Steve.
No,
I mean,
no.
It's a little, you got to get used to it at first.
Had to learn where to click, but it, you know, that was more on me than than anyone else.
Yeah, they got the queue. They got your team roster.
Yep. Smooth draft interface. Nice little draft board you can pop out there.
Yep. I need an infielder, though. Let's see.
You are up in 4 picks.
Yeah. Isak Paredes is one that hits the homers in bunches. Mm-hmm. He's kind of having a hot month here with 6 bombs. Takes plenty of walks. It's a thought there.
3 points for a walk. Yeah, you can't discount that.
What's CJ Cron up to?
We have 7 rounds left. We're in the middle of round 13.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on deck here. I think I like Paredes.
You are on the clock. Taylor Ward just went.
Okay. Man, there's some names down here. Some surgers. Anthony Volpe's quite a bit down the board. Oh, yeah, it's closing in here. Yeah, I'll go with Paredes.
Interesting, too, how there isn't a dual eligibility. They've really just, I guess that would be a little bit of a cheat code. Went with the... bit of an underrated pick there in Nolan Jones. Figure, you know, maybe there's some hot streaks at Coors there for him.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't know how much stock I'm putting in the ADP at this point, because one, it's later in the draft, and B, one and B, like, that I don't know that there's enough time for anyone. Like, it's such a fast draft, man. This thing's flying.
Oh, yeah, I'm back on the clock. What do you know? If I could find the guy I wanted to take. Here we go. Best ball. Don't have to worry about his bad starts. Take the K's. Lynn.
Taking Lynn. Nice, nice. Yeah, I like it, Steve. I like it.
Forget who, but someone in the Pitcherless Discord was talking about how Lance Lynn, despite all of the blowups, is really in the best ball, has only had like a one or two negative starts just because there's so many K's in even the blowups, you know? So.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know it's been worse lately for Mr. John Gray, but he's no stranger to a couple lights out
like
starts.
I like it.
Then I think I'm going back in on bats on my next one. See here.
Yeah, I'm in the same spot. Four infield, four outfield, five pitchers.
Man, O'Neill Cruz could be an absolute game changer if you like survived up till that point. But
hard to survive with a dead roster spot, you know.
Right, it is.
But if you could, that's a great risk. I'm sure someone's gonna do it soon. We're in the end of round 14 here, so everyone's got five picks left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't do it though.
Yeah, you need production. Sure at the innings, yeah. Innings production, yeah. It's very, very hard. And I already took, you know, both of us took what we hope are minimum milestone pitchers in Shane McClanahan and Clayton Kershaw.
Kershaw, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are you thinking here?
It's tough, man. Like, we're in the deep rounds here, and, like, every one of these guys who I actually like are not really carved out for this format.
Yeah.
Like, they're more like slapstick hitters. I know we were talking, Michael Garcia's down there.
Uh-huh.
Newbar's kind of interesting. I think there's a little bit of life there.
Agree. Takes a walk, too.
Yeah. I've been looking at Torkelson. I think I'm going with a bat, but... Let's just look at what the pitchers are. Yeah, like Bryce Miller's out there. Bybee, a little bit better lately. Manoah's kind of an interesting one.
Good one. Good one. Very, very good one.
I mean, who knows, but that's what this whole game is. So, yeah, I think it's...
Like if Manoah has a resurgence here, like, you know, a winning team is going to have Alex Manoah on him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so I got some guys.
Zeke Duran, that is a great pick. That is a great pick for this late.
Yeah. There goes Naylor. Here goes Mike Gavin again. One of the WAF listeners. Let's see what Mike Gavin's team's doing. He's got Nola, Alcantara, Logan Webb, Christian Javier, Bailey Ober, Goldschmidt, Gunnar Henderson, Willie Adames, Andrew Vaughn, Tommy Edman, outfield, Kyle Tucker, Kyle Schwarber, Brian Reynolds, Cody Bellinger, Hunter Renfroe.
Yeah, I think there's a reason why Mike... I think Mike knows what he's doing. That's why he wanted to do one of these so bad. That is a good team.
That team is just fine. Mm-hmm. All right.
You are on the clock.
I'm on the
clock. Said you were going to hit her.
I'm looking at it. Yeah, I know it. Man, it is a Cardinal. But it's not Lars Nootbaar.
Wow.
Nolan Gorman just hoping he can go on another tear.
I like it. Good call.
Need the pop.
Good call, man. I like it. Oh, and I'm up, and I have no idea who I'm going to take.
You got six pitchers, four infield, four outfield.
The fact that you're telling me I have six pitchers now, I'm still doing it.
Taj Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Tough on the innings, but hopefully the K's.
Yeah, he could have some mega weeks. We've seen it. All right, so now you got seven pitchers, so you definitely got to turn around and get a hitter.
Got to go some hitters here.
At any point, are you going with some like contact skills type of guys?
It's tough. I really, really want the homers.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, on the point format, like you still get some like... 3 points for a single, six for a double, eight for a triple. But then knowing a homer is a 14
how are you counting on a triple, you know?
Yeah, you can. Even when it comes, it's almost half of a homer. So if you can get a guy who can, like, rip three or four homers in a week,
it's game-changing.
Or 50-point week, dude. It's huge. Yeah. And if you get enough of those guys, you're not really worried about if they're duds for a whole week. So, hence the Jack Sawinski reach. All right, Stav is on the clock. 15 seconds
here. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me there.
CJ Cronin, that's a good pick, Steve. I was looking at him. He's got to turn it on, but I think I got my eye on another guy here. Okay, and he's available, so now I got some choices. What's my count? I got 6 pitchers, 5 infield, 4 outfield, so I could use an outfielder. And the one I'm going with is one who we've seen go on a homer binge. And here's to crossing fingers that it continues.
It's Eddie Rosario. Ooh, nice. I like it. He was on my queue as well.
So Rosario, we were talking about last week, but yeah, past month, he's got 6 homers. He's got 14 on the season. Yeah, I mean, he is a very streaky guy, as we're seeing the last couple weeks. He's batting 184, which is probably pulling down his ADP a little bit. But yeah, Newt Barr's still out there. I'm still looking at some other guys here. The Q has about 5 names in still, a couple pitchers, infielder. Yeah, so up in 10 picks. We'll take our second ad break, and we'll be right back. All right. So, Steve, taking a glance at your team here since we got a short breather. How you feeling, man? What have we learned this draft?
I've learned it's hard to in a format like this, in a points format, I think it's easier to, you know, make your projections and try to meet certain points and know which guys. It's hard to identify the guys who score good get bumped up, and I don't know if that's a compliment to the room. I think it definitely is, but you know, every guy
projects a point. Yeah, projects a point. Yeah.
Maybe there's there's something with the streaky guys like a Morel or an Eddie Rosario that you kind of have to hope that you hit on. It's tough.
Yeah, I think the streaky factor is big. I think because of the kind of the odd points, it makes for a really fun format, but I don't know that this is that reflective of what like an actual redraft would be. Because like there's a lot of, you know, there's no position reaches.
Yeah.
And for the most part.
I think the positions definitely play more of a factor in that. Yes, you're right there.
Yeah, and just like Ellie wouldn't have lasted until the 30s or 40s or whatever it was. But Ellie's a big speed guy. Mm-hmm. All right, so at this point, I am at 6 pitchers, 5 infield, 5 outfield. I am on the clock. And Steve, I think you'll like this one because he's a guy we've talked about. And it's just if you squint, he could put it all together, and that's Spencer Torkelson. So Torque, who now has what, 12 homers on the season, but 7 of those have come in the past month. He's not going to get a ton of hits beyond that, but I like
Torque. I need the outfielders, and I'm basically just drafting all the Rays outfielders. I want Jose Siri.
Siri's a good one though, because he gets red hot.
Steals bases too. Yep. On pace for, you know, 30 homers. So
he's on that best ball team, Steve, that, or that Raz Slam team that I got, which, by the way, is back in business.
Where are you at there?
I am 1 in my league, and I am number 8 overall.
Nice. Let's go.
So the WAF merch is back in business.
Let's go.
So
let's go.
8th overall in Raz Slam. Yeah, there was Kyle Tucker, who's really turned it on in the past week. I've been waiting all year. So, yeah, that's a good one. All right.
Loaded up on my outfield. Really shorted up there with some power guys I like. Kerry Carpenter.
Very nice. I need an outfielder as well. I'm not afraid of going Newt here. Let's see what else we got.
I like it. He's on my queue.
I mean, Benintendi has been good. Really good.
No power.
Yeah, and he's not. He's more of like a steady Eddie guy. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. What do we want here? Oscar Colas is down there. Need some pop, and it's not really there. I got 7 seconds left. I think I got to go with my boy, Lars Nootbaar.
There you go.
Do Newt.
I like it.
He had a good second half last year. It's easy to discount. not to mention the Cards are, you know, they're due for some good vibes.
Their offense isn't a problem either.
No, it's not.
They score runs. They just lose 10-8 every night.
Yeah, or 15-1 when Wainwright's on the mound. Yeah, tonight they're down 8-7 against the Marlins right now. But yeah, Newt, couple walks and a double. Like to see it.
That's what he does.
Like to see it. My brother, when we had our fantasy road trip over the weekend, Steve. And we
how was the game?
It was a blast. I mean, we went to the first Yankees game on the doubleheader on Saturday.
Cards, you were at the doubleheader. Yeah,
and they destroyed Severino.
Yeah.
So it was a good one to be at. And then I was laughing because Ty, who's in this draft that we're doing, my brother, had dropped Lars Nootbaar the night before, and he made a bet that he would take a shot for every base that Lars Nootbaar got.
And how many
it was only like two in the first game, but then in the second game of the doubleheader, he hit like a homer, and we're all just yelling at Ty. He's trying to argue that that wasn't part of the terms. The doubleheader was not included. It was a great time. That was our 14th league road trip. We've been to all over the Midwest. We're getting ready to venture to like an actual flight trip, but we've been there to Minnesota, Cincinnati,
Yankee Stadium or City Field, you know.
Yeah,
joint forces there.
Yeah, so fun. Yeah, we've been doing them since like seventh grade, so we've got like traditions where you got to like prank call somebody on the trip. So we always prank call the guys in the league who didn't go to the road trip and everything. So it's a blast. All right, let's see. So we got Mike Gavin on. At this point, everybody's playing it somewhat straight up in terms of like balancing the roster. But like Mike, who's on right now, is 666. Joey Weimer was his pick there. Now I am on deck.
It's so tough with what you want to do with these last positions. Like, I would think an extra pitcher maybe, but...
Yeah.
Just because you got to have the innings.
So can I not get Encarnacion Strand because he hasn't played yet?
Does not look like it, yeah.
I was trying to get sneaky.
Yeah,
these last ones are pretty tough. So 10 on the bench. I'm running out of time, too. Yeah, we'll go Tanner Bibee, see if you can continue to piece it together here. Recency bias, strong at play. All right, so you got two coming up. You are on deck, Steve. What are you looking for here?
I'm not sure.
J.P. Crawford goes. That's kind of a volume specialist there. Mm-hmm. Tim Anderson went before him.
That's 7 seconds. Oh, no. I'm doing it. Oh, I missed my pick. Did it go in my queue?
Did it go Joe Adell for
you? Okay.
I got you. When you said I'm doing it, I felt like that was who you meant to go.
Well, I meant to go with O'Neill Cruz. I want an infielder, but oh well. That's what I get for slow playing it there.
Yeah, that's what I've learned more than anything is that I cannot draft in 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's tough.
Or at least draft and do a podcast. Mm-hmm. It's definitely tricky. In round 20... And I think there's what? How many rounds, Steve?
20. This is it.
This is it? Last picks?
I'm on the clock.
Wow.
With a pitcher to round it out. Pretty upset there that I screwed up the infield-outfield balance. I wanted 6-6, but oh well. I'll have to I'll have to hope that my infielders don't get hurt.
I'm on the clock. Last one. I think I'm still trying to catch... lightning in a bottle with some pop. And I think for that reason, I'm going Jake Berger.
I like it. He was my infield consideration.
Yeah. I feel like that my team is just jam-packed. I didn't get a lot of sluggers early on, which I probably should have, looking back at like Freddie Freeman and Corey Seager. But
Nolan Gorman. Seager goes on his run, and so does Devers and Springer,
But I kind of feel like if just one of Nolan Gorman, Jake Berger, and Jack Sawinski can have one of those weeks.
All you need is one,
That's it.
I like it. This was a lot of fun. This was a blast.
Oh, dude.
It was great to be drafted in the middle of July.
For one, it was a quick draft, so I might be doing another one because you can get more than one entry in this competition. Yep. It's only $7. Again, shameless plug, you guys use PitcherList as a code and they match your deposit 100% up till $100. But yeah, this was so fun, Steve, just to be in the mix. I'm getting hit up right now with all the good draft texts and everything. So
nice.
Yeah, it's a it's going to be fun to watch the scoring format and just monitor this. It's one more thing for us to
see. Yeah, this is a blast. Yeah, we'll monitor it. Even, you know, just with the league, it was fun that we did it with people that we know and some of the listeners. So, you know, tweet at us if what you think of your draft, if you're in the draft. Awesome stuff. Maybe we'll do we'll definitely do a WAF league in the off season. But hey, if you want to do this, it's a great way to draft in the middle of on July 5th here, the day after Independence Day. Who would have thought?
It is. Yep. Yeah, get in there, guys.
Who is Mr. Irrelevant? Let's see. Yeah, ooh, some interesting names here at the end. James Outman, Arcia, Kikuchi, Flaherty, Lodolo.
I think my is your draft room still up? I lost mine.
Yeah, I'm still up. Let's see. Maybe it just froze at the end there with the last pick. But awesome stuff.
So you can go to the squad, seventh inning stretch. Yeah, it's in the books. They got the power rankings up.
Oh, nice. Let's see.
Oh, boy. So we got, looks like Steve, they got you in 10th place.
Ooh.
They got me in 7th place.
Mike is that just our draft slot?
Oh, it's definitely the draft slot. Okay. Yeah. So in terms of the... Oh, I'm probably in last place on the projections. Good God, I'm in dead last on projections. But you know what?
Where do you see this on the?
I'm eighth in the overall in the Raz Slam. All right, give me a little credit.
Where do you see the?
If you got to go on the interface of the.
Oh, you're on the app.
You go to completed. Yeah, okay. Go to completed, and then you click on your draft.
Draft.
I don't think it can sort by projections, but it has the projections. Stretch. No surprise, the team I have the most exposure to is the St. Louis Cardinals.
Full draft.
Yeah, so fun. So, Steve, you have... Oh, no! There's only one team in the league that is projected for less points than me, and it is you, Steve. So here are your residential Wins Above Fantasy experts. Yeah. But I think the hot take on that is, you know, we see what... the system doesn't see, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling myself. All right, let's do a board bet that if we both finish, what do you think?
Bottom?
Oh, well that.
Okay, bottom four.
Yeah, if we both finish bottom four in this league, then
we'll buy the highest WAF listener finish a pitcherless t-shirt.
Absolutely. Yep, there it is. So if we both finish bottom four, the highest pitcherless listener in this league.
And you know what? And we should do it. The highest pitcherless listener, we should give a t-shirt to anyway. So there you go.
Yeah. But especially if we finish bottom four. Now, if we finish top four, they have to buy us something, Steve? Is that how it works?
Yeah, or I don't know. Sign up their family and subscribe to WAF. You know, take all their phones and hit subscribe.
Yeah, and give us a 5-star review. Yeah, that's important.
Exactly.
Well, listeners, you got to get in this league. I know we're sponsored here, but I'm telling you, that is about as much fun as you can have in an hour. Stress-free fantasy joy in the middle of July. You got to get in. Again, we have another like week and a half with the seventh inning stretch open. It is on Underdog Fantasy. Great app. You guys can download it. And yeah, $7 to enter, $30,000 to first place. Total $150,000 in prizes. Points league, best ball, no management. Type in pitcher list as the code and get 100% deposit match up to $100. Just to rattle off the disclaimer here, you must be 18 years old or older, 19 in Alabama and Nebraska, 21 in Massachusetts and Arizona, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In New York, call 1-877-8 HOPE-NY. In Tennessee, call 1-800-889-9789. Steve, it was a great draft, man. I think let's just give your team a quick look here and give me your favorite two picks and your least favorite two picks.
Oof. I just cannot get over how bad my projection is. I don't know what I did wrong. I'll be shocked, I guess, if I do well.
I think we are quicker to scroll a few page folds down than other managers were, though.
I
don't always buy the projections.
Yeah, and who knows how they're projecting, like Luke Raley and Nolan Jones. I think I like Solaire. Got him right at ADP, but, I mean, talk about a guy that could hit some homers in bunches. Same with Albies and Olsen, too. And then I'll go back. I really wanted to pick an infielder, and I got timed out in the outfielder, picked Joe Adell. But, hey, with Trout out, maybe he goes on a run here. And he's a guy that has power, too, so, right. I'm kind of regretting McClanahan. Just the fact that he's on the IL is probably not a good idea, that I should have drafted him in the third round or whatever it was. Even if it is minor, right? Like, God forbid he misses even a start, right? You're limiting yourself so much in the start of the season.
Yeah, I am regretting, just starting there with the pitchers, also regretting Kershaw on the way back.
Same reason.
Looking at a guy like Logan Webb, who I've been a fan of.
And talk about a steady Eddie innings eater. He's great in this format. I think we even mentioned him last week, right? How do we both pass on that?
Yeah. And I mean, you know, it's you want to catch the lightning in a bottle like we discussed, but yeah, when you're talking about like an SP2, I would prefer the innings eater, like you were saying. I was happy in terms of the positives. I was happy with Eloy Jimenez because I really needed the outfield and the pop. So that one felt good. Sawinski was a little early, but I liked the build. I think
need the pop for this format. Yeah. It's great.
Honestly, I like, if he can keep doing it, I like Jake Berger in the dead last 20th round, just in terms of what he does in this format. Any other ones that I didn't like? Yeah, I mean, in hindsight, I feel like Freddie Freeman, well, on one hand, he kind of does it all.
Yeah.
On the other hand,
he's a monster in any format, I think, you know.
He is. But I'm going to be missing the fact that he's just, you know, 14 homers compared to, like, we just spent a whole show last time talking about how Matt Olson, who you got, is great for this format. The guy's got 28 homers on the season, and Freddie Freeman has half of that. So, tiny bit, but listen, you can do a lot worse than Freddie Freeman, obviously. So, I'm trying to look at any of these other teams to see if there's any surprise picks or major standouts. Yeah, Ellie De La Cruz went 23rd overall, and then Luis Robert went right after him. The first round, just to say, it was Ronald Acuna Jr., Shohei Ohtani, number 2, Fernando Tatis Jr., and that's, sorry, Ohtani the hitter. They do not have the pitcher in this format, which kind of sucks. Tatis Jr., 3rd, Juan Soto, 4th, Kyle Tucker, 5th, Mookie Betts, 6th, Freddie Freeman, Jose Ramirez, Spencer Strider, a little bit of a reach there compared to projections. Matt Olson, Aaron Judge, and Corbin Carroll was the last one of the first round. Scanning the board, trying to see if there's any other notable picks. I did like your Braxton Garrett in the 11th round, Steve. That
Thank you.
Nice
I mean, he's been as steady of a 6-inning, 8-strikeout sort of run here that Martins are good too. Get some sneaking some wins. So,
yeah, absolutely. Gosh, who else here? And it's interesting to see, like, what's going on with Marcus Stroman this year. Do you think that that's going to stick around? He went 85th. I'm just wondering next year's drafts, if anyone's going to buy it or if he's going to get, like, pushed down because the
command pitchers are just so, you never know which one they're going to get, right? Like, that's just,
right.
It just seems like it's so hard, especially year to year. But, you know, for this year, ride it while it's going on, you know?
Nice. A lot of fun, dude. I'm looking forward to that. I might do
this
one more.
Absolutely great.
at some point before this all
yeah gets I love right. it I love it maybe I'll try and beat my embarrassing projected score here. We'll see.
Yeah, there you go. Take a different approach. But
love it. This is a ton of fun.
That rounds us out, you guys. Thanks as always for tuning in. A little bit of a different show. We'll be back to more typical stuff next week, but of course, also got All-Star Week, so should have plenty of fun with that.
Yeah, maybe some WAF All-Stars like we did last year.
Absolutely. Got to do it. But that rounds us out, guys. As always, you can follow us on Twitter at WinsAbovePod. I'm at Van_verified. Steve is at Stav8818. Episode 107 in the books, as well as the seventh inning stretch from Underdog Fantasy. Thanks for talking baseball with us.
Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for drafting with us. Ton of fun. Talk next week. Later.